Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Right. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. I want to talk about how Tuesday's commitment to create can help you not only generate that energy flow that gives you vitality and invites abundance into your life, but can also be applied to how you operate your blog. If this is confusing, let me explain. Shane wrote to me recently and said, I actually got started writing a series of dark fantasy stories on a whim several weeks ago. Naturally, this was before your episode about starting something new to generate energy, but when I heard that episode, I really agreed. Starting this series has allowed me to approach my fiction blog from a new angle, and it helped me continue when I felt like I was out of ideas. Good news, right? He started something new, and it shook things up enough to generate a flow of creative energy. And real quick, I want you to think about the concept of flow. You have energy coming in, and you have energy going out. So Shane said he felt like he was out of ideas at one point. That's a stagnation, right? But by starting this new series of fantasy stories, which would be an outflow, he created an inflow in the form of ideas. Sometimes you have to start with an outflow. So let me read you the rest of Shane's comment, his words to the wise. He says, think hard about what your barriers are. To me, I figured my blog is only for flash fiction, not connected stories. That was my barrier, but I took a step back and saw the reality. That was a self-made restriction that no one would punish me for. My blog would not get taken down if I posted something that wasn't flash fiction. It was an excuse to not try something new. So I ignored it and started Farron Stories, which has pushed me into making more one-off flash fiction as well. So everything worked out fine. And something new really did make me more productive, and it didn't cut into my time. I've posted a link to Shane's work in the resources section of this episode if you'd like to read it. But you might be in the same place Shane was, where you want to switch the focus of your blog a little bit, maybe start posting some bolder pieces, or explore a different facet of your niche. Maybe you even want to start something entirely new, but you don't want to start a new blog because you have a lot of followers and you don't want to lose them. You don't necessarily need to start a new blog, even if you're doing something totally different. You can, if having another blog is part of your overall vision of your online presence, but my point is that you don't have to. You can also create slow change. It wouldn't do any harm to put a post out there and see how your readers react to your new focus. Don't be scared to put the feelers out. Contrary to the way you might envision it, no one is sitting there looking at their watch, getting upset that you haven't posted anything yet today. Just like there's no one out there getting upset that your latest post wasn't exactly what they were expecting or wanted. Well, maybe there is a guy out there doing that, but don't worry about him. Here's the thing. There are roughly 7 billion people on Earth. How many followers do you have on your blog? Well, you know what? No matter what your answer is, I'll still tell you the same thing. There are roughly 7 billion people who haven't even seen your blog. Now, Facebook happens to have 1/7 of the world's entire population on its member rolls. So if overnight it decided to drop the whole social networking focus and become, I don't know, an online pet store, heads would turn. But if your next post on your blog is something slightly different, I hate to break it to you, but the earth won't shake. In fact, your existing members will probably still like what you post, and all of your new followers won't even know the difference. So think that over, because now you have me and another listener who have both gone on record to say that shifting your focus is possible. And not only will everything turn out okay, your blog will probably be much better than it was before. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Play Right is your program, so if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.